Hello. Yeah. Henry, when is Volk going out there, do you know?
Friday night. We could have him come down.
Well, I think he ought to, why don't we have him do that? As a matter of fact, I would, either come down or, I'd like to have him come down. And I should have a talk with him before he goes. And,
the only, I just pretend the other side is to tie you directly to the air.
On the other hand, well, then maybe I better see him here then. I don't know when I could. I just think he needs to get the word as to what the hell we want done out there.
But I could be over for a weather meeting at 9 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, I have a, I believe it's 10:45 to Philadelphia, but I probably, yeah. Well, in any event, what I was going to say is that I really want him worked over, dressed down, and so forth, and tell him that the whole future of every of his profession is involved here. Not his own personal profession, but the profession of arms. And basically that the lack of confidence in their leadership and the risk-taking, the... I don't see any reason why he couldn't. I mean, suppose I am tied in. I'm supposed to know something about these things. He just comes down to give me a report. After all, have him come to Key Biscayne. I think that's better for me. And then I can have him away from Moore and all the rest and just have a goddamn tough talk with him. Now, the other thing is that, I've got papers. I noticed that they both refer to the Wyden offensive. The Air Force, of course, isn't hitting where it matters, but can't they, for Christ's sake, hit these areas and be free a little more? How about turning around and doing one more, quit farting around with what they're doing up there in that area, and one B-3 strike again or something? I just have a feeling that there's no concentration of force here, any place, you know. I think it's despite the fact that they add up to the 500 sorties, you know where they drop them, Henry. God damn it, we dropped enough bombs to destroy Europe 10 times. What is it?
I have the same uneasiness. Believe me, I'm on the phone with Moore over this line 3 times a day.
Are you? Yeah. Well, I don't know. I noticed that Pew, for example, called upon American firefighters. Very serious and so forth and so on. What do you think of that?
He's actually quite calm.
He's calm, but I mean, I'm not criticizing, but I mean, isn't he really saying to him, for God's sake, get off your ass and help us?
Okay, Reagan just called and he said he hoped to God he would be successful.
Yeah, like Rockefeller, too.
I told him.
Of course we are. You told him the problem was the weather.
I told him. I gave him some idea of what he was about.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think we're in a position where we could hit the Haiphong area now. I really do. I think the more, the public attitude may be such that we can now. They've asked for this, and if we do, I believe we give it to them good. I mean, not in the rather cautious way that Bill was talking about.
I think we should. First thing we should do, Mr. President, is to blubber this area
so that we win. That's right.
So that we dry up the supplies into the
battle. That's right.
And then we should, and towards the end of this operation, you should give one monumental shot to Haiphong, and then.
Yeah. Can I ask you to do one thing, though, immediately, that I don't think you probably got the word of. The restriction with regard to the 19th parallel does not apply to the naval gunfire.
Right.
Have the naval gunfire right now, if that road goes up, take the goddamn road clear up to Haiphong if necessary. There's no problem on that. It's precise. It hits the road. Did you agree? Hit it. Hit some things.
Right now, they don't have enough ships in here. They get them all there.
Well,
they've got about 6 of them south of the DMZ because that's where they're fighting. I frankly think that the president, the major thing now is to get the rear area of the battle zone cleaned up.
Yeah.
With everything.
So that they aren't able to reinforce.
That's right. Then, and because all the other supply routes go through there too, the 18th parallel where we made the line. Get all the charges that go into Laos and Vietnam.
Well, Well, listen, but I'm just thinking about a shot across the boat. The least you could do is to get naval gunfire above that. Now,
right.
Put one destroyer, just one. You call Moore and tell him I want one destroyer to get its ass up above at the 20th or 21st, wherever it needs to be.
Right.
Just put it in and shell the roads up there. Now, let's do that. That isn't bombing the north, but it'll be a signal. What do you think? Or do you agree with it or not?
I think
we've got to do something
really
different. We're
shelling,
not doing.
They haven't really started shelling anywhere north of the DMZ yet.
All right, fine. Don't even start immediately north. Don't do it in a half-assed Johnson way. That's the trouble, Henry, with all the plans you've submitted, even from the NSC staff. You know, we'll do 18 degrees, 18th parallel. I don't want to think in those ways. If we're going to do it, we're going to do it good. Now get that goddamn ship above the DMZ and above the 18th parallel. Get it up to the 19th parallel where it'll, just so that they fire the lava shell in on the road high up. You see what I'm getting at? We've got, now the bombing up above is a problem, but the naval shelling, no, that isn't going to be there.
Right. And the problem is, I wanted, my recommendation is to get something started with the president that we can sustain and not to pay a tremendous uproar for a few shells.
Yeah.
That's my concern.
I know, but right now,
I couldn't agree more.
Right now there is a need. I know something to sustain, but right now there's a need for a psychological boost, too.
That's
to a hell of a lot of people
well,
in South
I
Vietnam and in the North. And we're sitting here, believe me, we're sitting here and saying, well, we want something we can sustain. We'll wait till the weather clears, and it may be 3 or 4 weeks, and we'll do that, and this and that and the other thing. In the meantime, the psychological effect goes down. We need a psychological move, and we need it, I think, tomorrow. Now, if you tell Moore to get off his ass and find something to do,
I think
psychologically.
What we should do is to shell Dong Hoi. That is the transshipment point.
But that's...
That's about where, 40 miles up.
Yeah. But what? They haven't done it yet?
They haven't done it yet.
Well, why not? Now, listen, order it, and I want a report in the morning. Now, goddammit, naval ships can fire at night. I know that. Now, of course, it's daytime out there now, but get up and shell Dong Hoi, and I want him to report personally to me in the morning. Now, I'll be ready by 10 o'clock for a go to Philadelphia. How about ordering that? Can you do that? Fine. All right, shell it now. Let's have one strike that means something. We need, Henry, I know the psychology of this situation. Right now, we need the psychology hitting something.
I couldn't agree.
Something in there. I realize I don't want to do something that gets a lot of heat.
I'm strongly for it.
Yeah.
Because that's where they got DOL and supply
right.
depot.
Right. But not just one simple little destroyer. Get in there and also send the planes in. Can planes get to that, or is it out of cloud cover, too, I guess? All right. Well, fine. Get a cruiser in there. Put the cruiser in. Whatever we've got, I want massive power, and I want that place destroyed. Now, let's do that. Let's do at least that much, and do it now, because Q needs it, the American public needs it, and the whole battle psychology needs it. We need to do something that lets them know something else is coming, okay?
Right.
All right, fine. And I want to report in the morning.